Bhagavan and his loving devotees. 003. Sri Ram Chandraji and the wild berries. There was once a low caste lady who lived in the forest, like an Adivasi. But she had a great desire to serve the saintly persons. But since she was of a low caste, she was afraid to go near the saints because she might get cursed for her violation of the Maryada. Thus, to fulfill her desire to serve the saintly, she would secretly go and collect bundles of dry wood early in the morning and leave them in front of the ashrams of the sages. Then before anyone awoke, she would sweep the footpaths which the saints would walk on in the forest. And when the saints woke up, they would speak to each other, "Who is sweeping our footpath every day? And who is dropping this dry wood in front of our ashram? There must be some advanced saintly person living nearby who wants to also render service to our ashram." One of those Aranya rishis was named Matanga, who was highly renounced and learned in bhakti. And he said, "Who is the thief who secretly comes to this forest to render this service? We must catch him, for our minds will forever be restless until we have darshan of that person." Then the rishi's disciples began guarding the area very carefully. Then, when that Adivasi lady arrived with a bundle of wood, disciples caught her and brought her to their guru, and she was trembling out of fear, and she fell at their feet. When the sage saw that Adivasi lady, his eyes filled with tears, and he felt himself most fortunate to have the darshan of this lady. But on the other side, the Adivasi lady, she could not even look at the sage because she was untouchable. But then the sage, Matanga, wanted to reveal the glories of this great lady. And he said, "Listen," to his disciples, "Are shishya shuniye, this lady is so pure because of her bhakti that she surpasses even those great Brahmins that are fully decorated with all the qualities of a saint." As a result, Matanga gave that lady, the Adivasi, a small kutia inside his ashram, and he initiated her into the mantra of Sri Ram. But when other sages and other ashrams heard about this, they became angry and they ostracized Matanga from their community, but he did not care. When the end of his life came, he told the Adivasi, he said, "Listen, now I am going to the Lord, to Ayodhya Dham. You stay in this ashram and perform your bhajan. You will also have darshan of Sri Ramchandraji." The lady continued sweeping the road as before, and one day she was late, and seeing the sages walking on the unswept road gave her great pain. So she went out, even though it was morning and the sages were now passing on the road, she went out to the footpath And by mistake, because the path was narrow, a sage touched her while passing by. He became very angry and started chastising that Adivasi lady, and she ran back to her kutia. That Adivasi lady continued to wait in the ashram of Matanga Rishi, waiting for the predicted darshan of Sri Ramchandraji. Every day, that Adivasi lady would collect wild berries from the forest, and after tasting them, she would keep only the sweetest ones to offer to her lord. Being intensely eager for his darshan, she would often stand on the road awaiting Bhagavan's arrival. She always kept that road very clean and free from any pebbles or stones. In this way, that lady devotee patiently waited for the darshan of Ramchandraji. While waiting in separation, she felt great lamentation, and she would say, "Oh, when will my eyes relish the nectar of Ramchandraji's beauty?" One day, Lord Ram suddenly arrived at that Adivasi's kutia to vanquish all her lamentation. But feeling embarrassed because of her untouchable low birth, that lady ran away and hid from the Lord. And Ramchandra, he started asking the sages in residence. He said, "Where is that Adivasi? Where is that lady gone? Where is she hiding?" He could not find her, and Ram's eyes were very eager to meet and see his dear devotee. Finally, Shabari returned and offered obeisances to the lotus feet of Ram. Lord Ramachandra went to that Adivasi lady who was paying obeisances, and he picked her up with his compassionate, loving hands. And just by the touch of Ramji's hand, all of her pains vanished, and she began to cry tears of love. She sat Sri Ramchandraji on an asan and offered those sweet berries which she had kept for him. Sri Ramchandraji greatly enjoyed the taste of those wild berries and repeatedly praised their sweet taste. "Ah, what can I say? These sweet berries have been offered with even sweeter love and devotion. Now all my fatigue of wandering in the forest is vanquished." When Ramchandra was visiting that lady, some sages from a nearby ashram came, offered obeisances, and asked Lord Ram for his help or suggestion. The sages had a problem because one lake which they frequented to bathe had now become severely contaminated and the water was impure. Ramchandra replied, "If you go and offer obeisances to the feet of this great devotee standing in front of you, the great Adivasi, the untouchable, and if you wash her feet with the water of the lake, then that contaminated lake will become completely pure." Following Sri Ram's command, they did just that, and the water of the lake became crystal clear. Then, finally appreciating the great devotion and bhakti of that lady Adivasi, devotee of Ram, all the sages, their hearts melted with love and devotion. Who was that Adivasi? Who was that great lady devotee who was so humble and so submissive and so determined and so sweet and kind? She is famous for millions of years as the great Rambhakta named Shabari.